Candace is not here. Duff is feeling under the weather, so I understand it.
All right.
So, we're going to get wet here. You know, if you go stand in a fountain, Brother David, what do you get?
Sorry.
If you go stand in a fountain, what do you get?
Yeah.
You get wet, don't you? We're going to get wet this morning.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of old hymns, and they have a lot of truth to them. We don't always get into them so much because they don't usually deal with the power of God in people. You know? So we tend to like the praise and worship songs. But in truth, today's praise and worship songs really don't talk that much about that either. A few Hillsong songs do, but you know, beyond that, most of them are just children's songs, really. They're for the immature. All this stuff that you hear, you know, this stuff, they don't really talk about much beyond getting saved and I'm struggling with my problems and God help me and all that sort of thing.
That is so true.
And so, anyway, I like this one. It's all about coming for a blessing and recognizing where the blessings come from. Everybody know this song? Y'all know this one? You don't know this one, David?
We've heard it.
You've heard it. Okay. All right. Well, sing with me. We'll learn it. Okay. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Now let me stop right here a moment. Next verse is really good, but it might need a little bit of explanation. The first line is, somebody, of the next verse. What's the first line? Now, what's an Ebenezer? Anybody know what an Ebenezer is?
A king, wasn't he?
No, not a king. That's a good guess. Okay, well, I get all you Bible scholars on the. Yeah, I must admit, the first time I heard this, I thought, I don't know what an Ebenezer is. But one of my favorite Bible characters is Samuel. I like Samuel. He's a cool guy. Okay, he was a cool guy from the youth right on up, you know. Mm-hmm. He never turned his back on God. Anyway, when the people of Israel were under attack, God helped them. And they won the victory, whatever. And Samuel went over and he took a stone and set up this stone. And he says, this is a stone of help. This is where the Lord has helped us. Mm-hmm. All right? Well, in Hebrew, that's Ebenezer.
Oh.
And they transliterated that word, Ebenezer. Mm-hmm. All right? Like Bethel's house of God. Mm-hmm. This was Ebenezer. So here's where I raise up this stone. This is my stone of help. This is where God helped me. So here it is. Here I raise by Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I've come. Okay? So let's sing that. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, in grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's got a message to it.
Yeah.
We can tie into that message and really get into that. Y'all excuse my hoarse voice this morning. I went down to the farm yesterday and we were taking a tractor and doing some bush hogging and stuff, and we got off and I got the tractor stuck. And when you get a tractor stuck, you've got to do something to get a tractor stuck, right? Because tractors pull other things out, you know? So when you get a tractor stuck, you got stuck. So we worked in the heat and everything, and just kind of got to me, my brother-in-law and me, we were doing that. Well, here's your question. I was sitting and doing Bible study with my son, and I said, well, how you doing today? You got any questions or anything, you know? Started off this way. He said, yeah, I got a question. He said, what is a portion?
Portion.
What is a portion? I'm going,
a what?
A portion.
P-R-T-I.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Is
how much is it? Or?
What is a portion?
How you related to what is a portion? I mean, it's just
from well, that's what I'm trying to find out from him.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was a math problem or you know what he was talking about. But he says, well, there's several Christian songs he's run into lately where it says God is my portion, mm-hmm. And I just wonder what a portion is. You know, so why do you think what is a portion? What do y'all think of when y'all say? You know, what is a portion? I'm going to give
part
you a portion.
It's a part of.
That's good.
Part of.
Very good.
That's right. It's just part of something, right? That's a portion. All right? So, anyway, we got to talking about it. I went through the Bible study, and I just got really excited. Because as we were talking, it was like the Holy Spirit was speaking through me and bringing things out I hadn't even thought of before. And it was just flowing out of me. And we got talking about where this term comes from and what it means.
Yep.
And I got excited.
It's in the Bible.
As the Holy Spirit was speaking through me, I saw all kinds of things in the Bible I had not seen before. And I'm just talking. You know, but obviously it wasn't me talking because I was learning things as I was saying things. If you're learning something while you're talking, it's not coming from you, right? So it had to be the Holy Spirit. It wasn't me. Because I was saying things about a portion and saying things about what it meant and the background of it that I hadn't even thought about before. And suddenly I got a keen insight into a lot of passages. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holy Spirit kept bringing passages in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament,
right,
about what a portion is and how it relates to things. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited. We're starting a new series I'm going to be teaching, okay? It's called God is My Portion. I'm going to be teaching about what is inheritance. What is inheritance? What does it mean? What did it mean back then in that culture to inherit something? What was their family life like? All right? What did it mean to be a son, to be a child? Okay? Why? What did it mean to the Jews when Jesus said, God is my Father, when he called God Father? Mm-hmm. Well, that's heavy stuff, okay? And when you begin to see how all this begins to tie together, mm-hmm. You know, inheritance, and portion, and sonship, and fathers, mm-hmm. And you begin to read some of the parables in a different light, mm-hmm. And you get a little bit more insight, you know, just what he means by this parable. Just what did he mean when he said, inherit the kingdom? Inherit the kingdom? What do you mean, inherit the kingdom? right? And so we're gonna take this and we're gonna delve into it a little bit. All right, we're gonna delve into it and we're gonna pull some of these things out that the Holy Spirit spoke through me that I didn't even know was there. Obviously it wasn't there, it was him, you know. So it's a study of the importance of heirs and family in the lives of the people of the Bible. And so we'll learn some of the things that Jesus said and what he was getting at when he said them and what it meant to the people. All right? Because obviously, a lot of things Jesus said don't make any sense if you don't understand the culture. You know, if you're reading the New Testament, you're reading the Gospels, if Jesus says something, you go, why did he say that? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't get it. You know? Why did the Jews get so upset because he called God his father? Why didn't they say it was making him equal with God? Didn't make any sense. Right? So, we're going to go into and look at some of this. We're going to do a little historical stuff, all right? And we're going to learn about the culture of those times, and we're going to see how this stuff all comes together. Now, let me ask this. Has Brother Jim done teaching on this stuff lately? Because I don't want to just be beating the same path. Has he taught on this lately? Okay. Okay, all right, good. So I don't want to be doing the same thing somebody else is doing. So let's start off. We don't have a lot of time, but let's start off with this. Let's start off with the Lord's Prayer. How does it start off?
Our Father.
Our Father. First two words.
Yeah.
Well, what's the next three? Or next four?
How would be that thing?
Who are in heaven.
Who are in heaven.
Very good.
Who are in heaven, yeah.
Again.
There you go, Rachel.
Mitchell, that was very good.
Our Father, which Father?
Our.
The one in heaven.
Yeah.
Our Father, the one in heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus taught his disciples when they pray to say, Our Father. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't Jesus get in trouble for doing that? When he called God his father,
yeah.
Didn't he get in trouble for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got in trouble for it. The Jewish leadership took offense at him. Mm-hmm. Right? They said that he was making himself equal with God. Mm-hmm. Well, if Jesus was God, yeah, you know what? Jesus was God, right?
Yeah.
Well, why would he call God his father? Everything that Jesus did on earth was an example of how we, mankind, should live and do on here on earth, right? Mm-hmm. Therefore, Jesus calling God his Father was an example to us of the kind of relationship we should have with God.
Yep.
Mankind should have with God. This is the kind, he says, this is an example of the relationship you have with God. Mm-hmm. All right? Yep. Do you see God as being a taskmaster, an employer? A master, we're slaves. All right? He's the head, we're the servants. We often call ourselves servants, don't we? But what did Jesus say? I no longer call you
servants,
but I'm going to call you friends. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
We're supposed to look. Jesus came to tell us, change the way you're looking at God.
Yeah.
This is the kind of relationship you're supposed to have with God.
Amen.
A good, loving Father who
yes.
forgives, right? Who takes care of us, who meets
right.
every need, all right? This is the kind of relationship you're supposed to have. So, does that make us equal with God, calling him our Father? Whoa.
We're
isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Go ahead.
We become extensions of him.
Okay.
You know, when we yield to him, we do his work in his place.
Okay. We're going to delve into this just a little bit. Probably a little bit more next time. John 5, 15 through 20. We're going to look at this particular case here. It said, Jesus had healed someone in John 5, 15 to 20. And so the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Jesus had healed him, and he was a blind man, and he didn't know who had healed him, you know. The Jews came to him, who healed you? It's the Sabbath. Don't you know it's the Sabbath? Who healed you? You know, I don't know who healed me. I'm blind, you know. I didn't even know what, I don't know what he looked like. You know, I saw him when I first opened my eyes, but I'd never seen him before, obviously, because I was blind, you know. I don't know who he is, you know. But, so anyway, Jesus found him later and says, now listen, you repent, follow God, lest something worse comes on you, you know. And so the guy went and told the Jews, hey, it was Jesus that healed me. But he came to him and talked to me. Which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father works up till now, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that Jesus was his Father, making himself equal to God. Huh? How did that, you know, you ever wondered about that? I've always kind of wondered about, what does that mean, you know? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. What is he talking about here? And I always wondered, how could Jesus see what God does? God's invisible. You know, the day of handwriting on the wall, you know, you see a hand coming up right on, you can see that. But, you know, how's Jesus seeing what God does? What's he talking about there? Always been a mystery to me. Well, in this passage, Jesus is talking about being in what we would call an apprenticeship relationship with God. Everybody knows what an apprentice is? Okay? An apprentice is someone who works alongside someone who's a master, someone who knows something. And he works alongside him so that he can learn to do what he does. You know, when you start off as an apprentice, what do you get to do? Nothing. You don't get to do anything. You just watch what he does, and you bring him tools or whatever, you know, he tells you to do, but you're just basically watching what he does. You don't get to do it. You may bring a tool to him, or you may move a brick or whatever it is, but you're just watching. That's what you're doing. You're just watching. And after you've watched it, ever how many times, then he might say, why don't you try doing this? Right? Do we still do that today? Do we still have that today?
Yeah.
I did a quick search in the Birmingham area of businesses that were named Ann Sons. Ann Sons. There were 27 businesses that I found just in the metro area with the name of a person and sons.
Yeah.
All of them deal with work that can be learned as an apprentice. A few examples are Parker and Sons Heating and Air, Simpson and Sons Automotive, Stone and Sons Electrical Contractor, Shirley and Sons Construction, Gaston and Sons Plumbing, Bill Likings and Sons Welding. Some of y'all, you may have heard of some of these. If you probably know some, right? All of these things, construction, plumbing, welding, electrical, automotive, you can learn by watching somebody else. And that's generally the way you do learn. You don't go to college. You go work with someone who knows what they're doing. And obviously these guys were working with their father, right? Amen. Now we're going to look at that a little bit more. Jesus was talking about, I do what I see my Father doing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I see what my Father does, and then I do it. These guys were watching their Father. The sons were watching the Father doing heating and air, doing plumbing, doing welding. And the father was teaching them by first doing it and then saying, now you give it a try. They would come into different circumstances. And he would do something different for a different circumstance, right? Well, you see, if you got this kind of pipe in here, you gotta do this. But if it's a different kind of pipe, you have to do something else, you know, when you're done plumbing. Right? Yeah. And so the son learns this. And he gets to the point where the son can do everything the father does. Yeah. And that's why people want to come to them. And even when the father retires or whatever and leaves the business, they'll still come to the son because they knew the work that his father did. And they want that same quality, that same type of work.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we'll go into that. That's a lot of cool stuff in there. A lot of cool stuff. We'll get a lot more into this as the days go by. Okay? Shall we pray and ask God to bless the food? Father, we thank you so much for loving us and giving us so much insight into the way you are, the way you work in the world, how you set things up, and so much knowledge about our inheritance. A wonderful inheritance, Father, that we have. So, Father, we just pray that you'll bless this time together we have together. Father, we pray a special blessing on the food. May it nourish and strengthen our bodies. May everything that we say to do and do today, and even think, bring honor and glory to your name. We glorify you. We thank you. And we praise you. You are a great and mighty God, and you have done great and mighty things for us. We thank you, Father. You are the fount of every blessing we have.
Yes.
You just pour it out. We are wet with your blessings. We thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. That is really good, right? I think we're going to enjoy that.
All right.